Join your host, Alistair Rayner, as he shares information on the latest research on livestock production, tips on how to boost your profitability, advice on how to secure the health of your herd, interviews with industry leaders, and moments of inspiration. Alistair will take you from the paddock to the research lab and give you ways to improve your operation. From moments on the farm, education, some delicious recipes, and a bit of fun. We hope you enjoy.
G'day, I'm Alistair Rayner. Welcome to my podcast, Rayner Reckons. How much do you evaluate the success of your business? Do you think about it much? Do you compare it to other people's businesses? I've been thinking a lot about these questions since I had a conversation with a few people at a field day recently. The conversation actually started off on the subject of Facebook, of all things. At the time, one of the people I was chatting to made a comment that their cattle never looked like anyone else's on Facebook. I think the general comment was that the grass was always longer and greener, and the cattle always looked better in other people's Facebook posts compared to their own. I guess we all look to compare how we are doing by looking at how our peers, our neighbours, and our friends are doing. The real risk with using a one-off comparison, like a Facebook post, is that it might not truly reflect the state of a business. And do you really know what you're comparing yourself against? If you want to assess your business performance, you really need to assess it against some solid business measurements. Probably the most realistic starting point for any business is to determine your profit margin. I reckon it's important to know if you're making a profit and also to understand where your profit comes from. It's one of those areas that people don't always seem to fully understand, particularly in explaining which part of their business drives their profits. In simplest terms, for a beef enterprise, your profit is the difference between the average price you're paid per kilogram of beef and the cost of production per kilogram of that beef. So if you're being paid an average price of, say, $2.80 a kilogram, and it costs you $1.15 to produce that kilogram, your profit is $1.65. Now that's actually the easy bit in determining profit. If you know your average price per kilogram and your cost of production, you can work your margin out pretty quickly. Now that's actually the easy bit in determining profit. If you know your average price per kilogram and your cost of production, you can work your margin out pretty quickly. Just remember that it is the average price you receive across your entire herd. So you have to include income from all the cattle you sell, not just the good production animals. I know a lot of people will focus on the average price per kilogram as being the key driver of profit. And to some degree, price per kilogram does drive profits. But the biggest cause of variation of profit margin across Australian beef herds is actually the cost of production. Some good industry research suggests that cost of production accounts for about 75% of the variation between business profit margins. To my way of thinking, if I wanted to try and be more profitable, I'd first start to look at ways of reducing my cost of production. As a producer, I reckon there's greater opportunities to control your cost of production than there is to try and influence average price per kilogram. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't try and get better prices. Of course you should. But if that's all you think about, you're missing big opportunities and probably not getting a big enough return for your efforts. So let's think about this cost of production. Cost of production is basically the measure of how much it costs you to produce 1 kilogram of beef. It takes into account your costs that are overhead, such as rates, insurances, and other fixed costs that you would incur running your business. But it also includes your direct or variable costs. And these are the ones that apply only to your beef enterprise, such as herd health, transport, and sale costs. You also need to know how many kilograms of beef you produced each year, both from breeding and trading stock, and the total income from your sales in a 12-month period. It's also important that if you're going to calculate your cost of production accurately, that you include a cost for labour. After all, you are supposed to be paid to run your business, and if you weren't doing it yourself, you would have to pay someone to run it on your behalf. So most cost of production calculations include a labour cost for permanent and casual employees. So a typical analysis of cost of production will tell you in a 12-month period what your beef income was, your direct expenses, the overhead costs, and what you pay for labour. And from these key areas, you can see how many kilograms of beef you produced and how much it cost you to produce them. When you can start to identify how many kilograms you produced and how much it cost you to do it, well, that's where you can really start to make big leaps in improving your business and ultimately in improving your profits. Hopefully, I've got you thinking about your business. So I reckon now's a good time to ask you, do you know what your profit margin is? And do you know how much it costs you to produce a kilogram of beef in your enterprise? If you can't answer those questions, then it's going to make it pretty hard for you to really know how well your business is doing. Knowing your cost of production is one thing. Sure, it lets it make you an assessment on the viability of your business. But I reckon you need to make it more than just an academic nice-to-know thing. I reckon you should be using it as a starting point to think about ways to be much more productive. In the industry research I mentioned earlier, the bit about cost of production accounting for 75% of the variation in profit, well, that research went a bit further, and it said that the evaluation of cost of production, kilograms of beef produced accounted for 80% of the variation in industry cost of production. It's a huge figure. Industry figures suggest cost of production varies from about 50 cents a kilo to $3 a kilo. And most of that variation is due to the amount of kilograms of beef being produced out of each business. It's a huge figure and a huge variation. And I guess that quite simply, for some people wanting to be more profitable, you can cut costs. But there's only so many costs that you can actually cut out of a business. And if you want to make bigger gains and better returns by focusing, you should really be driving yourself into production of beef. I guess that's the exciting thing. How can you produce more kilograms of beef per hectare per year? Do you know how? Let me throw a couple of ideas at you. For a start, how fertile is your cow herd? Is every cow that you own getting into calf and producing a calf for you every 12 months? Is she rearing that calf to weaning? How old on average are your cows? How old are your heifers at calving? What's your average weaning weight? How heavy are your cattle when you turn them off? There are so many questions I could ask you about your business and how it could be focused to produce more beef and ultimately be more profitable for you. So if you do want to compare your business to everyone else, don't use Facebook. Compare it on the things that matter, like production per hectare, kilograms produced, and much more usefully, on your cost of production. And don't use cost of production once. You really want to do it over 2 or 3 years so that you get an indication of, are you improving? Are you standing still? Or for some reason, are you going backwards? Now, when you're ready to analyze your business and make some comparisons, let me know. I'm always happy to ask you a few questions and work with you to find the most efficient way to start drilling down on ways we can increase your beef production. So don't hesitate to look for help. Sometimes, that second opinion might be just what you need to start focusing on areas that can really make a difference in your business. If you do want to get in touch, you can contact me through my website. It's all the W's at reinaag.com.au. You can like me on Facebook, or if you like to use Twitter, you can find me at alreina302. Thanks for listening. Hope to hear from you soon, and I'll catch you next time.